Welcome to the free agency edition of Rams Talk Radio. I'm joined by Johnny Gomez, a longtime writer and a good partner for our company. And my name is Norm Hightower. I'm one of the managing editors and partners of the company. We're going to briefly go over the free agency and a little bit on the draft. Johnny, what do you think? What do you think of the Rams' movement so far in the free agency?
A lot of hit and misses, but I am happy that Les Snead is actually making this one of the more active teams in the NFL during free agency. Really surprising, all things considered.
Yeah, I'm kind of glad to see him just doing something. You know, last year they made a big splash with the draft. You know, moving up to number one to get Goff. Not much in free agency last year. Or the year before. This year, they've been active, and I don't know if it has anything to do with Snead or if it has to do with new head coach Sean McVay, but let's talk a little bit about the players that the Rams have signed so far. What do you think of the Andrew Whitworth signing?
It absolutely needed to happen. No question about it. The offensive line was one of the more glaring points. Well, the offense in general was one of the more glaring points on the team, but particularly the offensive line. Obviously, Greg Robinson was not the answer at left tackle, but bringing in Whitworth, not only a very talented left tackle, but a veteran that could maybe even mold Robinson at some point or pass down some knowledge to the rest of the offensive line. I think this was probably one of the better signings in free agency, definitely necessary moving forward.
Yeah, you can't fault bringing in experience, bringing in a high-caliber player, a high-caliber person, and I think he brings all of that. He's going to, you know, he was a leader in Cincinnati, and he's going to come into the locker room and be a leader here. I think Robinson was kind of thrown into the fire. He was picked early, and he should have played early, but I just don't know putting him at left tackle was the right answer. I don't want to say he's a bust, but definitely there's some issues there. I think it'll be good for him to move to the right side of the line, take a little pressure off, and to learn under Whitworth, like you said. So I love this signing. You know, it's a three-year deal, but it's probably more like a one-year deal. We'll see if he stays with the team next year and kind of go from there. But for this year, I think it's one of their top picks for sure. What do you think of bringing one of the USC Trojans, Robert Woods, back to L.A. to play for the Rams?
I wasn't a huge fan of this move. In more ways than one. Obviously, one of the biggest glaring things about this whole transaction is the contract. It's a massive contract for a guy that I just don't believe deserves this massive contract. Robert Woods is reliable when it comes to catching the ball, which, okay, that's good. That's good news considering the drop passes were just killing drives and just killing morale as it was, certainly was killing me in the stands watching the game, but bringing in Woods will help that, but I just don't see where this improves the offense when you have guys like Kenny Britt and Brian Quick no longer on the team. You know, we need a true number one receiver, and I just don't see that in Robert Woods, and for that contract, it's just very disappointing to see that.
Well, I think there's some pluses and some minuses to it. I disagree with you that it's not a good pick. I think Woods was the best player available at the time. I think McVay wanted to go after Pierre Garçon. However, I like the fact that he let San Francisco go spend all that money on that huge contract for him and look to bring in somebody after that. And I think Woods was probably one of the better choices that wasn't on a $14 million one-year kind of deal, which we've seen a lot this year. Woods can catch the ball. He's a great route runner. The fact that he's from L.A., played for USC, coming back to the Coliseum, I'm sure is not going to hurt. And he started under, you know, Sammy Watkins, and he wasn't the number one target, and I don't know that he's worthy of being the number one or not, but this gives him a shot at least to go out and be hungry for it. And I think he's a quality person as well. So I like the signing. It's going to take some time to see if it's going to work out with him or not. But, you know, we need a depth for sure at wide receiver, and he's definitely not Farrell Cooper or Tavon Austin size. So I think he can work into this offense. And that's the other thing is what kind of offense are we going to see this year? Is he a better fit than maybe a Kenny Britt would have been in our offense, because our offense is going to change a lot this year. So, you know, it's hard to say. We'll see. I don't know about you, but I'm thrilled about the fact that they brought in Connor Barwin.
Oh, absolutely. Connor Barwin is by far the best signing of the offseason, I'd say. Right up there with Whitworth. And basically, it's one of these signings that will fly under the radar, but immediately you'll see a huge impact, and especially him joining Wade Phillips in Los Angeles. I think this will definitely help out what the Rams are trying to do, shifting over to a 3-4 defense. And clearly a linebacker, we have some talent there, but bringing in him not only becoming a leader on this team, but this is a guy that can truly make an impact. And hopefully he can return to form, you know, under Wade Phillips. I think this will help out not only the Rams, but I think it'll definitely help him out as well.
I agree. I didn't like the fact that they brought him in on a one-year deal, but I still like the fact that they brought him in. I think, you know, the fact that he's got a history with Wade Phillips at Houston in a 3-4, his stats went down in Philly when they went to a 4-3. He still played very well, though, with a 4-3. But now coming in with a coach he's familiar with, playing in a 3-4, I think he's going to be a beast for us. I remember when we played against him, always complaining about how can he get through the line like that so easy? How can we can't stop this guy? So the fact that he's on our team now, that excites me a lot.
Definitely.
Speaking of Wade Phillips' history, they also signed Kayvon Webster, primarily a special teamer with Denver. However, you know, he's looking to try to move into a starting role with our cornerbacks. What do you think of that signing?
It's kind of a boom or bust kind of a signing. Definitely one of these signings to really look at and evaluate as training camp comes along. I really like the fact that his contract, if you really look at his contract, is really not that expensive. And if worse comes to worse, he is a great special teamer, which you can never have too many of, especially if we're trying to make an impact on the special teams. But as far as him playing, it's kind of a mystery just because he never really had that opportunity in Denver. And who knows, maybe he turns out to be something really special. And I really hope this is something he can actually develop into, maybe start opposite side of Jermaine Johnson, considering he stays with the team. Secondary is actually a concern of mine heading into the 2017 season. So I'm really looking forward to seeing what he can do. And I actually really, really like the signing. Definitely not too expensive. And it could turn out to be one of the better signings. We don't know at this point.
Yeah, I think he's going to be a sleeper. I think he's going to come in kind of under the radar. Everybody's going to be kind of like, you know, who's this guy? You know, yeah, he's a special teamer. Watching a lot of film on this guy and considering who he played under, and I don't mean coach, I mean, you know, depth chart wise, it'd have been hard to make the number one cornerback spot in Denver. So having the situation that we have with Tremaine, not knowing whether he's going to stay with the team or not, the injuries that we've had at cornerback, I think this is a real opportunity for Webster. And I think he's going to come in and he has a lot to prove. And I think he's amped up enough that he's going to do it. And I'm hoping that next year we're talking about, you know, remember when they brought him in last year, nobody thought he was going to be special, but look what he's done for the team this year. That's where I see him going this year. So mark that down, and you can tell me I'm an idiot or tell me I was right next year. You know, they brought in Aaron Murray. We've got Jared Goff and Sean Mannion, you know, as one and two. Not a real huge need, but I think having three quarterbacks on the roster, at least through camp, is a good idea. Nothing wrong with Aaron Murray. I don't really see anything special coming out of that, but, you know, you never know in the NFL. What do you think of the Rams bringing him in?
Murray's another body to have. Stepping away from Case Keenum, I think that's for the best, honestly. He was not performing anything, you know, in Los Angeles, so... the Keenum experiment, thankfully, is over. Give somebody else an opportunity if we even need to go the Aaron Murray route. Hopefully, all things considered, hopefully we don't have to even rely on Aaron Murray. So, yeah, I'm not too encouraged, but at the same time, I'm thinking maybe we could have looked at somebody else in the draft, but I'm not overly upset about the whole thing.
You know, with even with Murray coming in, we're still really young at quarterback. Considering who we have, you know, Goff just being drafted last year, Mannion's only a, what, I think he's a 3 or 4 year pro now. Murray, you know, not very long in the NFL. So we're really young at quarterback. I'm hoping that somebody can step up and, you know, hopefully after what we spent to get him, hopefully that's Goff that comes in and leads the team this year. The Rams also signed Tyron Walker from Detroit. I think it's primarily a depth thing at defensive tackle. I don't see anything great by it. I don't see anything bad about it. They didn't spend a ton of money. He seems like he's a good enough player to be a backup. What's your thoughts on him?
One of the good things about particularly Les Snead and how he's been handling, you know, bringing in some valuable veteran defensive tackles, this could actually prove out to be a really nice under-the-radar signing. Do I think it's going to make a huge difference? Probably not unless we run into any injury problems. But the more capable big bodies we have on the D-line, the better.
Yeah, I kind of think right now if you were to look at our players that we've let go or traded and looking at who we've brought in, I think that we're still going to have one of the top pass-rushing defensive lines or front sevens, so to speak, in the NFL this year. So having some more depth at defensive tackle and a 3-4, with the exception of Aaron Donald, who's going to be special no matter where he plays on our defensive line. But really, you don't talk a whole lot about defensive tackles in a 3-4 defense. So, you know, I think he's just a hole plugger that can come in and be serviceable and step in when he needs to. And I see nothing wrong with it. One of the signings I am actually a little excited about, and I didn't like losing Benny Cunningham because I think Benny Cunningham's been a good Ram and good locker room guy for the Rams. But, you know, they had to make a decision and they let him go and they brought in Lance Dunbar from the Cowboys. What's your thoughts on Dunbar?
Dunbar brings a whole nother approach to this offense. And what I particularly like about this guy is his ability to pass catch in the backfield. It's going to be really interesting to see how different this offense is going to function under McVay, and I think if McVay actually uses Dunbar to his full potential, we could see a huge difference in how we use our running back depth and not rely too much on Todd Gurley, which was the case the past 2 years with under Fisher. So Dunbar, I think, can bring a lot of versatility to this offense that is much needed. But I also agree with you. I was a little bit saddened by the loss of Benny Cunningham. I really wish that we could have kept Cunningham and Dunbar. I think that would have been ideal. But again, thinking of cap space, maybe they just thought that money would have been better elsewhere. Either way, I am happy to have Dunbar on this team. I think it was a really good signing.
Well, Cunningham signed with the Bears for the league minimum, so it wasn't like he cost a lot of money. I think for whatever reason, the Rams just decided it was time to move on. I do like the fact that Dunbar can be a deep threat out of the backfield. He can also be moved out to a slot and run routes and be a deep threat or a short passing threat that can juke and make a few people miss and get down the field. And I wouldn't be surprised to see some two-back offense this year with both Gurley and Dunbar in the backfield at the same time. I could see a play action fake to Gurley and a toss outside to Dunbar, and I could see where that could be very good for our offense. I mean, I'm excited to see what this offense can do this year. I'm just hoping I'd be thrilled if we were an average offense this year.
I would be extremely thrilled if we were average.
So the Rams re-signed Greg Zuerlein. I'm glad they brought him back. I don't know what they paid for him, but I think they signed him on a 3-year deal. You know, Greg was put in the position where he was brought in and our offense stunk so bad he was kicking a lot of 50 and 60 yard field goals and expected to just make every one of them. And some people got down on him. The coaches put a lot of pressure on him. And last year, I think he came back and proved that he's a good kicker in the NFL. And I'm glad to see him, keep him around. What do you think about them re-signing him?
You know, the funny thing about this is I always check on different people's opinions and, you know, the other, you know, other writers from around the league, you know, writing about this, various signings. One of the worst rated signings that the Rams had was the contract we gave, Greg Zuerlein. And I'm still trying to figure out why that was so terrible of a contract. I thought it was a fair contract, for both sides. And on top of that, one of the things that I've seen written about him is that he's inconsistent. I don't think they realize just how often the Rams were relying on this guy to make 50, 60 yard field goals. It was pretty consistent where they would have to ask him to do that much. It wasn't like he was doing chip shots or anything like that. This dude really had to, you know, they called him Greg the Leg for a reason. And that's why I'm a little confused on that. I personally like the signing, and I think that, I mean, who's going to replace him? I don't know if you find anyone nearly as good at this point. And, you know, I thought he did fairly well last year, and even the year before that, I think it was overly hyped on how poorly he did, and I have no idea why.
Yeah, I think they just put way too much pressure on him when he first came in the league. You know, oh yeah, he can kick it from 60 yards pretty consistently all the time. Okay, so let's just do it every time. And, you know, when you get a guy out there, a kicker is just like bringing a guy up, bases loaded, bottom of the ninth in the seventh game of the World Series, and you're down by three, and you expect the guy to get up there and hit a home run every time. You know, I don't think they did him justice. I think they really screwed with his confidence, and you did see a decline in him for a little while, but then last year he came back, and I thought he did real well, and I don't see it as a bad signing at all. I'm really glad they brought him back. The Rams also made an offer sheet, a two-year offer to Ryan Groy, the Buffalo Bills center. Unfortunately, the Bills matched that offer, so we're not going to be getting him. What do you think the Rams are going to do at center this year? Are they going to promote within, or are they going to look at the draft for this spot? Or are there any centers out there in free agency that you think are still worth looking at?
That's kind of the interesting thing. I was really hoping that the Bills didn't match that offer sheet because I really think he would have been a nice fit. But as far as promoting within, I would really strongly urge, you know, less need not to do that, because the only one that has experience at center would be Demetrius Rainey, that's currently on our roster, and I'm not completely sold on Rainey at all. Maybe as a backup, it doesn't hurt to have him as a backup. As far as free agency, I was taking a look around, and I'm not really that impressed either, but at this point, it looks like the draft may have to be the answer, unfortunately. You know, going into this offseason, the Rams had so many holes, so it's definitely not too surprising that there won't be one that's filled as perfectly as we'd like it to. So, looking to the draft, I mean, there have been some centers that have come out and just played really well right away, so hopefully the Rams can, you know, scout and find that center maybe in one of the day two draft picks.
Yeah, the Cowboys did that. You know, they drafted a guy, gosh, I don't remember what he was, third or fourth round. I don't think he was in the top two rounds. And he comes in and starts first year, and I think he made the Pro Bowl his first or second year, and he's been great for them. You know, looking at free agents available, you got Nick Mangold, who's 33. He might be a guy to bring in for a year and, you know, maybe draft somebody as well and have somebody there to teach him. You know, Tim Barnes is still available out there, but, you know, he was never the answer for the Rams, and I was kind of glad to see them let him go. Other than that, there's really not a lot of centers on the free agent market that look to be worth much of anything. So, you know, not getting Groy, I think, was a big miss. I didn't think we'd get him anyways, but it was worth a try, and I'm glad they did try. But other than Nick Mangold, I don't really see the Rams having much of an option in free agency, so... You know, there are some guys on our offensive line that I think could be promoted to center, but it's hard to say at this point. You know, I don't think Rainey's the answer. I'd love for that to be the answer, but I just don't see it. So if we were to promote from the offensive line that we currently have, and if Demetrius Rainey's not the answer, who do you think maybe could move into that position from our current linemen?
Ooh. That would be really tough. I mean, I guess we could try Jamon Brown, I'm thinking. I don't know how effective he would be at center, to be honest. But if we do end up moving Greg Robinson over to the right guard, I think, why not, you know? give him a try, and if that's what we absolutely have to do. Nick Mangold, I kind of like the idea just because he is a veteran, but at the same time, seeing his decline, and also he is kind of up there, I don't know if he'd be the answer necessarily either. Like you said, though, maybe a 1 year wouldn't hurt too much. He also has some injury history. So, yeah, maybe Jamon Brown. What are your thoughts?
I could see Jamon Brown maybe moving over, but to be honest with you, the center's got to have some smarts because he's going to be making some calls at the line. And I'm not saying Jamon Brown doesn't have smarts. I'm just saying I don't know if he's the right guy for the job when it comes to that kind of thing. Body size wise and being able to play, sure. I don't know if he's as NFL advanced intellectually when it comes to making line calls and things like that. I'm actually looking at somebody that I think could move in and probably be a career center. And I think he's got the smarts to do it. He came from a school that makes a lot of different line calls, and he's got the size. He's 6'5", he's 319, so he's not real tall, but he's big enough to play the position. He's strong enough to play the position, and he's young. And that's Cody Weichmann.
Oh.
I think if the Rams could really work with him and get him going, if you had him at center and you had Saffold and Jamon Brown at guard, and then you have Robinson at right tackle and Whitworth at left tackle, that could be a pretty solid line. You know, Saffold, I worry about his injuries, but, you know, if something does happen with Saffold, we do have options on the team to come in that aren't first-year players anymore. So I think Cody Weichmann might be the answer, but I know I have a feeling that they're going to try to fill this position through the draft. And you did hear Sean McVay talk about the fact that they are going to, you know, do some double duty with some of the guards and try to train some of them to be a backup. And I think Weichmann might be the guy to do that with.
That is an interesting thought. You know, as far as Weichmann goes, I wouldn't have any oppositions for that. Whether it be Weichmann, Brown, either way, it would be good to have someone trained to be a backup, you know, just in case, you know, if they do decide to go Mangold, or if they do decide to go in the draft where you're still drafting a rookie, you know, you're going to be asking a rookie to basically take command of the offensive line. So maybe it might be better to have that backup role available. So yeah, I wouldn't mind either Weichmann or Brown, but you know, you may have hit the nail on the head. Maybe Weichmann is the better option just by his experience, you know?
Yeah, it's hard to say, but that's definitely my biggest concern right now with the offense is our depth at tight end and our obviously center and our depth at wide receiver. You know, we don't have a lot of size anymore after Brian Quick, you know, going to the Redskins. You just got to look at it and go, okay, we have Farrell Cooper, Tavon Austin, both aren't big guys, both are fast, speedy guys, but there's no size there. We bring in Robert Woods, who's 6 foot, so he's not huge, but, you know, he is bigger than those two. You've got Nelson Spruce, who's not a big guy, but a possession guy. So I think the Rams are going to have to look at drafting a center and a wide receiver, and the wide receiver they get is going to have some size and the potential to be a number one. What do you see as our biggest glares on the team? I mean, I spoke about the offense. On defense, obviously, I think cornerback, safety, and linebacker are our biggest needs there. So what's your thoughts?
I think the biggest glaring need has to be center and wide receiver, like you mentioned. It's hard to say which one you need more of just because technically on center, like I said, we only have Demetrius Rainey as the only true center on the roster right now. So I guess center would technically win that. But at the same time, you have Jared Goff, who finally has a developing offensive line, I guess you could say. But now he has no one to pass the ball. You know, Kenny Britt's being gone. He was their most productive offensive player last year. And on top of that, you know, Brian Quick, well, he kind of disappeared for pretty much most of the second half. But at least, you know, he was a bigger target. Robert Woods will definitely help, but as far as anything else, you have Tavon Austin, who again, you know, is just kind of that smaller speedster. Definitely not one guy that you want to be your number one receiver. And the rest are pretty much the same. You know, smaller or possession receivers that just aren't what exactly you're looking for. So now you need to go into the draft with the idea of drafting your number one, or at least to compete for the number one spot. And, you know, at being a second round pick, who knows, maybe, with the general manager like Les Snead, he even trades into, late in the first round to try and secure, you know, a pretty decent wide receiver, in the later first round. Either way, it needs to happen one way or the other, just because free agency brought in Woods, but still need more help. As far as defensively, I'm very concerned at cornerback still. We did bring in Webster, which is great. I think that's awesome, but still one more, especially if you consider Tremaine Johnson may or may not be on this team. Hopefully, when it's all said and done, Johnson will be traded, you know, to bring in, who knows, maybe bring in more draft picks to bring in more prospects. Either way, there needs to be a plan B available, and I think securing a cornerback spot is maybe necessary also, maybe in a early day three. As far as safety, I am a little concerned there too, just because TJ McDonald was so productive. Maurice Alexander, I feel like, was good at times, but I don't know if I'd be comfortable with him being the starter. But then again, we have a really good defensive coordinator now, so I don't know. Maybe that might help. As far as linebacker goes, I feel a little bit better bringing in Connor Barwin, but we could certainly use the depth as well. So my thoughts are my top five going into this. Number one would have to be center, two wide receiver, three cornerback, and then I guess my fourth would be safety.
Well, I'm kind of questioning what's going to happen with Mark Barron this year. Going to a 3-4, I don't know that he's destined to be an inside linebacker, and he doesn't have the size, except in certain packages, to be an outside linebacker. So I'm wondering if they're going to take Mark Barron and move him back to TJ McDonald's spot as safety, and that wouldn't surprise me at all. I think LaMarcus Joyner could also move back to safety or be, you know, a hybrid safety corner, and you know, they're maturing, although after watching Hard Knocks last year, I sometimes question that too. But and you got Cody Davis, who's been getting better and better each year, and he's now a 5-year, you know, got 5 years under his belt. So if they move Barron back to safety, then my concerns at safety are a little bit less. I still think they need to pick up another linebacker for the inside. But Josh Forrest, before he got hurt last year, started to show some prowess as well. So I'm not as concerned about the defense as I am the offense. I'd like to see him bring in another corner. I would have liked to have seen him get a deal done with Tremaine last year after franchise tagging him. I think this year the only reason they franchise tagged him was so that they could get something for him if he was traded, or because they weren't going to let him go, you know, in free agency and not get anything for him. And putting I think it's a $17 million tag on him, and he didn't have the best of years last year, it makes him pretty spendy. So I don't know if that trade's going to go through or not, but I wouldn't mind seeing him go, and I wouldn't mind seeing him stay. I just don't like that tag on him. I'm not so sure that wide receiver is as huge a deal, just because of the fact that if you look at McVay's offense in the past, his speedy receivers, his Robert Woods type receiver, and his tight ends probably caught more than his bigger receivers. So I think they could fill that need in the draft. I don't know that they need to be too crazy about it. I definitely think they need some help at tight end. I don't, you know, they let Lance Kendricks go, and, you know, Kendricks was a decent player for us. He did, you know, he did his job. He wasn't the best blocker, but he did all right. He caught more balls than, you know, a lot of the tight ends out there. He got open sometimes when we really needed him in games, but I didn't mind seeing him go so much. and bring in some fresh blood. You know, obviously I'm looking for Tyler Higbee to have a big year. I think they need to bring in another tight end through the draft. So, you know, I'm sitting here thinking, well, if they don't get any more picks with Tremaine Johnson and they don't trade him and they end up sticking with him and sticking with that tag, and they're still sitting in the second round with the picks that they have available, I don't know that they target any specific player at the second round as much as I think they take the best player available for a position of need that warrants a pick of that height. So, you know, there's a couple of tight ends I could think of that they could take in the second round. There's a couple of wide receivers I could see them taking in the second round. There's a couple corners that may fall out of the first round that could be really good pickups in the second round. So, you know, normally I do a mock draft, and, you know, I've managed to pick a few players each year I've done it that the Rams have actually brought in. I did pick Tavon and a few others, but this year I think it'd be the toughest year to do a mock draft for the Rams, because I really think that if they're stuck with the positions that they have in the draft right now, they have to go with the best player available for a position of need. And that could be, I don't think there's a center out there that's worth a second round right now that I've seen so far. I think you can pick up, you know, one of the best centers in the draft, probably in the third or fourth round. So I'm really thinking it's going to be wide receiver, corner, or tight end. All right, well, we'll wrap it up for now, and we'll come back with another podcast as soon as we see any more signings, or as we get closer to the draft. We can talk more about positions of needs and who we actually think they could choose to fill those spots. So thank you for supporting Rams Talk Radio. Have a great day.